All right, Cryptonauts. I am your host, Blockchain John, here for episode 558 on, what day are we on? October 11, 2023. All right, let's see here. We got about, four articles and two honorable mentions. Okay, or two mentions, whatever you want to call them. All right, the first article is going to be Crypto Aid Israel. Crypto Aid Israel launches to raise funds amid Gaza conflict. And then the second article is Israel authorities freeze Hamas-linked crypto accounts on Binance. Third one is the Ethereum Foundation just sold $2.76 million in Ethereum. And the last article we're going to read is, GG. Just one game on Solana is doing more daily transactions than all of Polygon. That's freaking cool, right? Yeah. And the honorable mentions is Layer 2 blockchain hosts most Ethereum transactions, Missouri. And Lightning Network growth is a shock, says Bitcoin analyst. Yeah, if you guys want to read those, head over to decrypt.co. And yeah, head on over to October 10th and October 9th. Yep. All right. So with that said, let's head on over to CoinTree. So really quick, I appreciate those likes, those subscribes, those follows, those comments. Those are great. Please do that. Please hit that likes, that subscribe. I appreciate that. That just makes me so happy to see that at the end of the week, after putting all these hours and producing this content, I'm like, oh, nice. We gotta subscribe. Yes, that's great. I appreciate that, you know. But if you want to take it to the next step and just donate some crypto coins, if you got any sitting around, you just head on over to the coin tree that's in the description below. Donate some Bitcoin, Ethereum, Dogecoin, Litecoin, and a bunch of other coins. If you don't see your coin listed on there, let us know. We'll list it. Okay. Also, Bitcoin Lightning. Follow us on Nostr, which is a decentralized Twitter. For now, it's technically a protocol, but Nostr is, it's many things. Let's not make it complicated. Just follow me on Nostr. All right. Let's see. Fountain is awesome. I highly recommend using Fountain because it's one of the best passive ways you can listen to the podcast and earn Satoshis. Yes, real Bitcoin Satoshis for listening to the podcast. So hit up fountain.fm, click on that link, and listen to the podcast. Or pretty much PayPal, Patreon, buy me coffee. Listen to any of those other platforms out there for the podcast. Or watch the YouTube video. Where's Odyssey? You know what I just realized? I can't find... Where's the Odyssey? Did I miss it? There it is. Odyssey. Odyssey is the decentralized version of YouTube. So you guys can watch it there as well. Hit the follow button there as well. I appreciate that. It's so tough to get that up. You know, those numbers are not going up at all. People are not on Odyssey, but we're trying, man. We want to make this as decentralized as much as possible. Yeah. Follow on Twitter, which there's Twitter. We also got Nostr. Yeah. Okay. Twitch. I haven't got the decentralized version for Twitch yet. If you know a decentralized version of Twitch, let me know. I'll try it out. And I am live streaming right now on Twitch. Hello, everyone. Hello. Hey, wait a minute. Why isn't it working? Is it not streaming? Oh, yeah, it is. Okay, there we go. Okay, let's see. Follow me on Discord. So, with that said, let's head on over to the markets. Make sure to create an account here on CoinGecko and collect your candies, which I just did a little while ago. Collect your candies and earn some rewards. With that said, let's go and refresh the page and check out where the market is at right now. The market is currently at $1.09 trillion, down by 0.4% in the last 24 hours. And the Bitcoin dominance is at 48.1%, while Ethereum is at 17.2%. And the current gas is at 6 Gwei. Bitcoin. Okay, the top 10 we have is Bitcoin at number one at $26,845, down by 2.9% in the past 7 days, and the market cap of $523 billion. Number two, we have Ethereum at $1,563, down by 4.8%, and a market cap of $187 billion. Number three, we have Tether, stablecoin, at $1, with a no gain, no loss, at $83 billion. Number four, we have BNB at $205, closer to $206, with a 3.2% loss in the past 7 days, and a $31 billion market cap. And number five, we have XRP at 48 cents with an 8.2% loss in the past 7 days, and a $25 billion market cap. USDC is number six at stablecoin at number one. Let's try that again. Number six, we have USDC stablecoin at $1 with a 0.1% gain in the past 7 days and a market cap of $25 billion. Number seven, we have Lido staked Ether at $1,561 with a 5% loss in the past 7 days and a $13 billion market cap. Number eight, we have Solana at $21 with a 6.4% loss in the past 7 days and a market cap of $9 billion. At number nine, we have Cardano at 24 cents with a 4.5% loss in the past 7 days and an $8 billion market cap. While our last top 10 here, we have Dogecoin at 5 cents with a 4.6% loss in the past 7 days and a market cap of $8 billion. And that there, Cryptonauts, is your top 10 coins of the day. All right, let's head on over to the first news of the day provided by Decrypt.co, written by Sander Lutz. Crypto Aid Israel launches to raise funds amid Gaza conflict. As death tolls continue to climb and violence spreads in the rapidly escalating clash between Israel and Gaza that broke out on Saturday, cryptocurrency has emerged as a go-to fundraising tool across the region. On Monday, a coalition of Israel crypto executives announced the creation of Crypto Aid Israel, a fund designed to collect donations in 12 cryptocurrencies from across the world. The industry leaders plan to distribute funds to Israelis impacted or displaced by the weekend's violence. On Saturday, hundreds of Palestinian fighters linked to the militant group Hamas, which controls Gaza, bulldozed through barricades that separate the territory from southern Israel in a surprise attack and attempted to take over several settlements. About 800 Israelis were killed and at least 150 were taken hostage by the militants, according to the Israeli government. The team behind Crypto Aid Israel says it will send crypto donations it raises to Israeli nonprofits, which will in turn aid families that fled southern Israel for Tel Aviv, Israel's largest city, without packing necessities such as food and clothing. The aid group, which is comprised of executives from Israeli crypto companies, including 42 studios, Market Across, Collider Ventures, and Crypto Jungle, also says it has been in contact with multiple Israeli government agencies interested in overseeing the disbursement of funds raised by the group. Kim Bazak, one of the founders of the initiative, told Decrypt that the impetus for focusing on crypto donations is to tap into and raise awareness specifically among the global Web3 community. In Gaza as well, crypto has emerged as a popular fundraising tool since Sunday, when Israel began bombarding the territory with hundreds of airstrikes on Monday. Israel's defense minister called for a complete siege of Gaza that would cut off all electricity, food, water, and fuel for the coastal strip, which is the home of around 600,000 people. Numerous Arab charities have since fighting broke out, listed crypto wallet addresses on social media sites to attract donations for Gazans that have thus far raised several thousands of dollars worth of cryptocurrencies. At least 687 Palestinians have been killed, and more than 3,726 wounded by Israel's airstrike campaign so far, according to Gaza's Ministry of Health. It remains uncertain how rapidly those digital funds can be converted into tangible aid, given the damage already incurred to Gaza's infrastructure. On Monday, an Israeli strike on the Palestinian telecommunications company wiped out most of the internet in the territory, according to the report in the New York Times. Who might receive those funds if they are ever doled out has also become a point of contention. Hamas, which controls Gaza, is officially designated a terrorist organization by the United States and other governments, according to several sources familiar with the matter. The Israeli government is working with on-chain analytic firms Chainalysis to scan solicited crypto addresses for potential ties to Hamas and potentially seek their freezing by crypto exchanges, including Binance. Chainalysis declined comment when reached by Decrypt. All right, which leads us into our next news article, written by Mattis Machler. Israel authorities freeze Hamas-linked crypto accounts on Binance. On Tuesday, the cyber unit of Israel's police announced its collaboration with Binance in freezing multiple cryptocurrencies accounts linked to Hamas. The initiative was carried out with the Ministry of Defense, the Israel Security Agencies, and other national intelligence agencies. It is part of measures taken following the deadly attacks carried out against Israel by Hamas since Saturday. The crypto exchange aided the Israeli authorities in pinpointing and deactivating the associated accounts. Binance actively partnered with global law enforcement agencies and regulators united in the missions to combat terror financing. A Binance spokesperson told Decrypt, "Over the last few days, our team has been working in real time around the clock to support ongoing efforts to combat terror financing. We are committed to ensuring the safety and security not just on the blockchain ecosystem, but also the global community through our proactive work. These accounts, as confirmed by the police statement, were set up by Hamas and have been active in fundraising through various social media platforms since Saturday." Israel's police cyber unit also collaborated with British police to freeze a Barclays bank account in the UK, which Hamas had directly referred to for donations. When contacted by Decrypt for comment, comments representative from the Israeli police and Barclays were unavailable for immediate response. Hamas turns to crypto. Hamas and other terrorist groups' use of crypto isn't without precedent. Hamas first initiated a call for crypto donations in February 2019 to dodge international sanctions. A Reuters investigation last May highlighted that from 2021, Israeli authorities had immobilized nearly 190 crypto accounts on Binance. A significant portion of these belonged to Palestinian firms that had affiliation with the Hamas. Blockchain analytics firm Chainalysis also indicated that over the years, Hamas had managed to secure tens of thousands of dollars through crypto. However, in April this year, the military branch of Hamas, the Al-Qassam Brigades, AQB, announced the shutdown of their crypto donation program. They cited successful government efforts to identify and prosecute donors. A few weeks later, in June, the Israeli government announced that it had seized $1.7 million worth of crypto from accounts linked to Hezbollah and the Iranian paramilitary revolutionary guards elite Quds Force. The United States has designated these two groups as terrorist organizations and blocked them from the traditional global financial system. Operations at the time marked a precedent by exposing the source of terrorist financing through digital currencies, as Israel Defense Minister Yoav Gallant then said. Following the ongoing attack against Israel, local crypto community leaders launched Crypto Aid Israel, an initiative that seeks to raise funds to assist citizens displaced due to the full conflict. Crypto Aid Israel oversees a multi-sig wallet designated to garner donations in diverse cryptocurrencies such as BTC, ETH, USDT, and USDC. All right. Next article is written by Nivish Rustgi. All right, give me a second here. Let me get some water. The Ethereum Foundation just sold $2.76 million in ETH. The Ethereum Foundation, a nonprofit organization responsible for developing and promoting Ethereum, has converted 1,700 ETH worth $2.76 million to Circle's USDC stablecoin. Crypto analytics firm ScopeScan reported the transaction this morning as the foundation converted Ethereum for USDC via Uniswap. In a report from April 2022, the foundation disclosed that it had around 395,000 Ethereum, representing 0.297 Ethereum of total supply by Q1. Really? In a report from April 2022, the foundation disclosed it had around 395 Ethereum, representing 0.297 of Ethereum's total supply. Oh, interesting. I thought they had a lot more than that. According to the report, the foundation spent a total of $48 million in research and development and grants to developers working on Ethereum during the financial year 2021. According to DeFi Llama data, the organization holds 316,488 ETH worth $502.7 million. The foundation did not immediately respond to Decrypt's request for comment. Okay, hold on a second. Is that it? No, there's still more. Hold on. Well, I just want to backtrack. Hold on. So here it says $502 million, and up here it says what? Yeah, 395,000 ETH. Okay. Interesting. Okay. Ethereum and its foundation. Previous instances when the foundation moved its tokens to crypto exchanges were followed by declines in the price of Ethereum. On May 6, 2023, for example, the Ethereum Foundation transferred nearly 15,000 ETH worth $28.5 million to the Kraken cryptocurrency exchange, marking a local top. At the time, Ethereum was trading at $1,900 before dropping a few months later. The following months, roughly 18 months prior, the foundation transferred 20,000 ETH worth $95 million to Kraken on November 11, 2021. Once again, coincidentally marking a top in Ethereum's price of around $4,700. Then, in May 2021, the organization transferred just over 35,000 ETH worth $123 million. Ethereum's price dropped from about $3,500 to lows of around $1,825 per coin gecko data within weeks of the transfer. Notably, the amount of ETH sold this morning is worth comparatively less at $2.76 million. Ethereum was last changing hands at $1,595, 1.6% lower since yesterday per coin gecko. Okay. Let's read the last news article and get out of here. Okay? Alright. This one is written by Kate Irwin.
GG.
Alright. Just one game on Solana is doing more daily transactions than all of Polygon. Okay, let's check this out here. Sage Labs, the browser-based sci-fi game experience on Solana from the Star Atlas team, saw over 2.29 million transactions on Sunday, surpassing the total for the entire Polygon network of about 256,000 transactions. According to data from analytics platform Flipside Crypto, Star Atlas, Sage Labs experience have has seen over 16 million total transactions since its launch last month. The browser game is a fully on-chain experience with nearly every interaction requiring the user to sign in with their wallet on the Solana blockchain, triggering a small gas fee to verify each transaction. Sage Lab is a 2D space management simulation experience that's heavy on menus, simulated resources management tasks, and data, as opposed to being a 3D immersive gaming experience like the Corsair Atlas MMORPG in development. And here it is. On Sunday, Sage Labs recorded 2,293,210 transactions per flip side. By comparison, the entire Polygon network saw 2,037,330 transactions, according to data from blockchain explorer Polygon Scan. Polygon is an Ethereum scaling network. Ultimately, Sage Labs transactions alone made up about 15% of all activity on the Solana network on October 8th. But while Sage Labs transactions tally may indicate a sizable player pool, digging into the data suggests otherwise. Sage Labs saw 1,442 active players on Sunday, each making roughly 1,590 transactions apiece. That's a staggeringly high number of transactions for one player, but it's because of how the game was designed. The spike in Sage Labs activity has generated some social media attention, with Twitter users debating how exactly a single game is dwarfing an entire blockchain ecosystem. It's unclear, however, how many of these transactions might be from bots or automated accounts. Star Atlas developer ATMTA did not immediately respond to Decrypt's request for a comment regarding whether it is able to determine if any or how many of Sage's users might be bots, or otherwise automating the experience. A Star Atlas representative previously told Decrypt via email that Sage Labs is unlike any other Web3 game out there, because absolutely everything is done on-chain. When more or all game elements require a player to sign a transaction with their wallet, it can add up, even with a relatively small player base. A game like Sage Labs is different from other games that deploy NFTs because many blockchain games offer an optional crypto experience, meaning that players aren't forced to connect a wallet or spend crypto to play, but Sage Labs requires a Solana-compatible wallet to play, as well as some Sol or Star Atlas Atlas tokens in said wallet in order to create a character and progress through the experience. Star Atlas CEO Michael Wagner previously told Decrypt that developers can use Sage Labs to build their own UI or modify the game's mechanics to create their own experience. While Sage Labs is seeing a substantial traffic, Star Atlas has faced economic challenges this year. Back in July, it laid off 73% of its staff. At the time, Wagner told Decrypt that the layoffs were needed to adapt to the market conditions and to reduce overhead to accommodate a long runway for Star Atlas continued development. Beautiful. All right, I still haven't played it. I definitely want to play it. I did pop it up, and I just realized, oh, I don't have a Solana wallet because you need. I'll show you here real quick. Well, really quick, honorable mentions. Layer 2 blockchain hosts most Ethereum transactions, and Lightning Network growth is a shock. Okay, so Star Atlas. Okay, I think it's this one. Is it this one? How about here? Andrew Hayward. Yes, I know. Solana, come on, you guys, just freaking give me a direct link. That's the thing that annoys me about this, is that, bro, just give me a link. I'm just looking for a link. Like, okay, if they put the links on top, cool, you know, awesome, but they don't. It's like you click on it and it goes to another article. It's like, bro, I just want to go to the game. Okay, so anyways, let's see. Start. I'll put like start LS Solana, I guess. Or was this? Was this it? No, start LS. What? I'm confused. This looks like it. The grand strategy exploration tour. Yeah. This has got to be it. All right. Play now. Yeah. Sage Labs. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Play now. Sage Labs. Real life economy. Early access browser. That's what I like. A browser-based open world gameplay with total freedom of action. Okay, so if I click play, ding, it's going to be like, hey, you got to launch the game. Okay, launch wallet. Soulflare. I don't know why it says detected. If I don't have that. I never started that that wallet before. Taurus, don't have Ledger. Nope. Additional Phantom Coin Wallet, Exodus, Backpack, Brave. That's it. That's all they provide for now. You'd expect MetaMask, but no MetaMask. So, yeah. It is what it is. So, there it is. Okay. Let's get out of here. With that said, ooh, that's cool. Okay, click enter. I did not click enter, I just clicked the mouse button. Okay, scroll. Ooh. Wow. How come you can't hear that? I want you to hear what I hear. Okay, there you go. Yeah, sure. Ooh, what faction will you join? What the? What is that? Okay. This is Oni region, a consortium of alien species. This is Ustor sector, a collective of sentient androids. Okay. Mud territory, a territory governed by humankind. Okay, cool. Live and prosper among the stars. Okay. Universe of opportunities. Build your fortune in your home in space. Explore and conquer. Expand into space and be rewarded for your efforts. Explore. Where will you take your spaceship first, set a course. Okay, travel at the speed of light, turn on next gen warp drive, and experience interstellar travel. Engage in combat, engage enemies in open spaces to win untold riches. Dock at the station, explore the Oni Central Station, your home away from home. Be part of the intergalactic prosperity. Mining town. Resource-rich areas are hubs of economic activity. The marketplace. Buy and sell your resources and services on the Star Atlas marketplace, both in game and both in and outside the game. Explore. Equip your ship for deep space travel. Calico's base manufacturer. Calico's starships have a reputation of being a perfect home away from home, offering all bells and whistles a ship could offer while retaining a very similar human design. The crew quarters. Catch a breath and relaxing ambience of crew quarters with your favorite Rebirth meta poster on the wall, and the space comes alive with colors and electronic beat breathed into it. Explore. Let's see if I click over here. Nothing. Can I rotate it? No. Okay, cool. Live the freedom of the metaverse. Player character customization. Choose between different signature styles for your character. Decide the future and direction of Star Atlas. Through holding the Star Atlas governance token and police, you will have a say in the fate of the metaverse and the rules governing it. Explore. Okay, let me explore. What is it? Oh, that's really cool. AI enabled Utzer Whip. The Utzer is a sophisticated embodiment of a purely computational super reality. Despite being living manifestation of an abstract transcendent world largely inaccessible to sentient organics, they seem similar and reliable to other species. Yes. Wow. Fotoli Race Whip. The Fotoli race are highly advanced aliens of light. Their natural state is navigating the universe in the form of light energy. Their ability to maintain a corporal form with amorphous anatomical shapes and halos conveys expressions to other species. Oh, I want to watch the trailer. Can we watch the trailer? I might get busted.
Miles, the station reported a distress signal last night. They think it came from your dad's ship.
The signal. It came from past the outer ring. How is that even possible?
This ship has been reported missing for 20 years now. Pretty sure he's not coming back.
We go there. We might not come back.
What is this place?
This is going to change everything. They found out we have the map. They're gonna kill us for it.
If that's the case, there's only one thing we can do.
Okay, that's awesome. That's so awesome. Okay. 2021. Wow. That's pretty cool. Okay, time to play it. Anyways, Cryptonauts, I gotta figure this out. So, I'll see you next time. Stack sets and huddle. Was there anything else here? No, there wasn't. No, that's it. That's the bottom. Adios.